This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This show is brought to you by U-Mobile Biz, best for digital business.
Thanks for joining us on this special edition of Resource Center. My name is Audrey Raj, and on the show with me this morning is Wong Ka Ming, the CEO and founder of Funding Societies. And he's going to be talking to us about alternative financing options, especially during these challenging times. Ka Ming, nice to speak to you again.
Hi, Audrey. It's a pleasure to be here, and thanks for having me on the show. I'm excited to be back.
Right. So, you know, you're no stranger to BFM. You've been with us many, many times since Funding Societies came around. But for those who may not know the Funding Societies story, maybe you can give us your 2-minute elevator pitch, please.
Sounds good. I'm happy to, Audrey. So Funding Societies is a peer-to-peer financing platform. We help SMEs get access to financing for their working capital and growth purposes, by connecting them with our investors, be it individuals or institutional investors, through our website as well as through our mobile app. So we are an online intermediary that facilitates the due diligence and risk assessment process. And once an SME qualifies for financing, they are made available on both our channels, and investors can then view those investment opportunities and decide whether to invest and how much in each particular SMEs. So what happens is then the SMEs get access to financing, and then on a periodic basis, they would have to return the principal and interest component back to the investors. So we've been around in Malaysia since 2017. We have dispersed more than 500 million ringgit to more than 1,000 SMEs in Malaysia.
Wow, 500 million ringgit to more than 1,000 SMEs. Cool. So coming, we've experienced a challenging few months recently with COVID-19 and the MCO, and this has imposed some really harsh realities on businesses and their operations. I can imagine you two must have been really busy during these last 6 months or so, catering to the ad hoc and urgent needs of these businesses. What's been the biggest challenge for them this year?
I think the key challenge for most businesses, not just in Malaysia, but across the world, has to do with the whole COVID-19 situation. Not just from a health perspective, but also the knock-on effects on the economy. Mm. So noticeably, a lot of SMEs were not able to operate in Malaysia for a period of time, given the movement control order. And as a result, a lot of SMEs were having issues in terms of cash flow, in terms of making their regular payments, so whether it's purchases of inventory, salaries, working capital, and what have you. So I think that was the big theme for the late Q1, Q2 this year. And I think for us as a platform business is to maintain the delicate balance between serving the SMEs that are being impacted negatively by the COVID-19 situation, as well as investors on the other hand, which have sort of outstanding investments in these SMEs that are being impacted. So I think for us is for the past 2 quarters, it's been trying to figure out the right balance between the two. I think one of the things that we have done, given that the whole situation has impacted SMEs, is that we have rolled out deferment plans to support SMEs in the way that they are able to defer some of their principal repayments and hence continue making them at a later date once the business recovers. Right. But in the interim, they're still required to make interest payments to investors, because investors are also impacted as a result, given the performance of a lot of the asset classes around the world. So I think we have tried to maintain the balance between the two. And that's one example of how we have tried to do it.
Right. Now, coming, I bet there's been a flurry of businesses suddenly just seeking assistance, especially from Funding Societies during this time. We've spoken to many businesses on BFM as well, and cash flow, like you just mentioned, was one of the biggest issues that we kept hearing about. Why have businesses predominantly been seeking assistance over these last 6 months? Has it mostly been cash flow for you guys as well?
Yes, so we see two different categories of SMEs that came to us for financing. One category of SMEs are those that have been negatively impacted by the COVID situation, whereby they would have to sort of stop business for a couple of months or have to reduce their level of business activity. And hence, from a cash flow perspective, they really need additional funds to keep the business going. So I think that's one segment of SMEs that has been coming to us for financing. There's another segment of SMEs that have been beneficiaries of the current situation, whereby you see a lot of SMEs going online, a lot of transactions happening online, given the whole limitations on physical interactions. I think that's the second segment of SMEs that have, in some sense, seen a growth in terms of their business in this whole COVID-19 situation. So we actually see two different segments coming to us. I think one of the things that we have done as well from working with partners is basically being able to sort of reach out to these SMEs, for example, through GoBiz, without the need to sort of interact physically with them.
So Kaming, you just mentioned GoBiz, and I know that U Mobile and funding societies have been working together to cater to businesses, you know, to make it easier for businesses, big and small, to access financing during this time. Besides this, you know, were there other reasons behind this partnership?
So for us, we have always taken a partnership route towards reaching out and to onboarding SMEs onto our platform. And I think U Mobile, GoBiz has been a great partner to us because they have also focused on helping SMEs to digitize their business, whether it's from a payment gateway solution or it's from a cloud business solutions that they have been offering to SMEs. I think there's a lot of synergies and a lot of alignment there in terms of how we are attempting to support SMEs in this current period. So I think that was the major premise of it. And obviously, by working with U Mobile and GoBiz, is that we are able to sort of reach out to SMEs in a much more digital online fashion and be able to sort of simplify and the whole onboarding documentation requirements. So for example, when working with GoBiz, once we have gotten consent from the SMEs, we are able to sort of tap into the kind of information that U Mobile GoBiz has from a transaction, sales transaction information and what have you, to use that for our due diligence and risk assessment processes. And what this means for the SMEs is that it makes it a lot easier to come on board and apply for financing with funding societies.
Okay, but how much easier is the process, you know, to obtain financing via GoBiz and funding societies?
Yeah. So it's actually a very simple 5-minute application through U Mobile GoBiz website, whereby you just have to key in a few very simple particulars about the business, and then the information will be automatically flowed on through to us through an API integration without the need for any kind of sort of face-to-face interactions. There is no need for submission of paper documents and what have you, which is more common in other parts of the industry.
And what about eligibility?
Yeah. So the financing package that we are working with U Mobile and GoBiz is available to all their U Mobile and GoBiz customers. And I think this focus on both the micro and small SMEs, as well as those who are working from small offices and home office business owners, anyone that's registered with the SSM. I think there are two key products that we are offering through our partnership with U Mobile and GoBiz. One is a microfinancing product, focusing on sole proprietorships, partnerships, and syndrome Berhads. All you have to do is be eligible from a 6 months business operations, as well as a minimum annual turnover of 60,000 ringgit. So it's really, really set a very simple low bar that you can qualify for. On the other hand, we also have a term financing product that we are offering together with U Mobile and GoBiz, whereby this is also focusing on slightly larger SMEs, including Sundaram Berhads and potentially unlisted public companies, with a minimum turnover revenue of 1 million ringgit and 12 months in terms of business operations.
All right. And coming for our listeners out there who are keen to learn more about this alternative business financing and how they can do it via GoBiz, where can they go?
So it's very simple. So in order to apply or to learn more about our partnership and the financing options, options available with U-Mobile GoBiz, just drop by the website http://gobiz.com.my and look for the tab at the very top that says P2P financing. So you'll find more information there. You can actually just click and apply through that as well.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Kaming. And just as Kaming said, for more information on how you can access business financing in just a few clicks, check out how U-Mobile and Funding Societies can assist you at gobiz.com.my/P2P. On behalf of Wong Kaming, CEO and founder of Funding Societies, and myself, Audrey Raj, thank you for listening. BFM 89.9.
This was brought to you by U-Mobile Biz, best for digital business.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.